Inland ports and seaports. Inland ports. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines short sea shipping as a form of water transportation that does not cross an ocean, but instead utilizes coastal and inland waterways to move shipments from maritime ports to their destination. It is often used as an alternative to road transportation. Terminals for inland ports are located along canals, rivers, and intercoastal waterways. The terminals may handle a variety of freight or may be specific to one commodity, for example, coal. During periods of drought or cycles of low water, dredging equipment may be stored at an inland waterway terminal, enabling quick access to the water for dredging and clearing. Seaports. Ports along coastlines are used for the import and export of goods and cargo from one country to another. It is not possible for all ports to handle all types of cargo. Some have separate terminals for different types of cargo, and some specialize in one type of cargo. There can be anywhere from 1 to 20 terminals in a port. Organizations and individuals involved in seaport operations vary by country, but most often include the port authority, ocean carriers, and their agents, pilots, stevedores / longshoremen, chandlers, freight forwarders, customs brokers, customer agents, and landside carriers. Water depth is an important consideration at seaports. Water must be deep and unobstructed, both in the channel leading to the port and at the wharf. Most ports are near the shoreline and are not naturally deep, so the waterway must be dredged regularly and occasionally must be made deeper for larger ships. Large ships also require a wide basin to accommodate their turning radius. Direct delivery refers to a ship that is loaded from or unloaded onto a road carrier or other method of transportation. Ports often offer a reduced charge for direct delivery because no port storage capacity is needed. When ships are loaded and unloaded, there are usually documents to be updated, for example, outbound shipping documents, and in some cases, freight handling, for example, repackaging into a container. Ports need to ensure the availability of sufficient cranes, trucks, and skeletal trailers, or similar autonomous vehicles, to keep the process moving. Over the last few decades, many international water terminals have increased the mechanization of their freight handling systems. Equipping ports with cranes, forklifts, and other handling equipment helps speed the loading and unloading process. In addition, certain types of freight, such as coal, grains, or oil, require more technically advanced loading equipment, for example, pneumatic loaders or railcar dumping equipment. Before an importer or exporter determines which port to use, they must consider the basic facility, equipment, and services. The infrastructure can greatly affect a shipper's capabilities and capacity.